Consciously, you know you can manipulate your pussy, touch your clit, and you know that the first step is to spread your legs. Yeah, open your legs.
You're getting so.
I want you naked. I want you exposed. You don't need any clothes.
Open your legs.
Get your clothes off. I want your nipples exposed. And I want your pussy to where you can touch it for me.
Touch your pussy for me.
And what do you think I would do to your exposed nipples? Your conscious mind knows where to touch. Follow your arousal. Most girls can experience one nipple as more hypersensitive than the other. Do you know which nipple? It is that one. Yes. Unconscious muscle movement is different than the conscious mind. And you're not going to know when your nipples will become erect. But you can cause your nipples to become erect. You can play with them. You know consciously how to make those nipples erect. And the interesting thing is, though, there's an unconscious that will make your pussy swell and your clit. And a girl will get wet. It's an automatic kind of a thing that happens when a girl gets aroused. And if you play with one nipple, first one nipple and then the other, maybe you want to touch both. Make them hard, sensitive, growing deeper and deeper into a state of arousal. Sooner or later, you'll get that feeling that, well, some girls do. They want to fuck. Some girls can even imagine the taste of cum, the texture. Smell. It's easy to imagine, isn't it? But that's all about the conscious mind. And what this is all about is really a hands-free orgasm. And for that, you've got to turn inner. Use your mind, your subconscious, go deep, deep within yourself, rather than that physical play of your nipples and your cunt to create an orgasm. But I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you explore the concept of lucid dreams, specifically wet dreams. You know that your mind is constantly learning, creating, and your unconscious mind knows what your conscious mind does not, how to create an orgasm in your sleep. And when you fall deeply into sleep, that night dream, the wet dream, that erotic wet dream, you know what part of your mind you're using? Yes. Subconscious. Your unconscious mind. Wet dreams automatically evoke unconscious erotic stimulation. And your pussy gets wet. It knows that part of you that causes the deepest arousal within you, independent of your conscious will. But I'm going to teach you a new concept. And you're going to learn that your unconscious mind actually learns and accepts new concepts, indirect suggestions, and it can create a fantasy all by itself. That touch is so real. It has a memory file that can facilitate the experience. Your subconscious knows how to stimulate the nerves, the synthesis of the brain cells that control your body. Your nipples, your dirty, wet kind, so well that you can imagine oral sex. To give up total control. Are you sure of that? Can you imagine oral sex? I think most girls can. Just lay back. Keep the legs spread. Let the weight of your body be supported. And I'm going to tell you that I can dream. I can imagine right now licking your slutty, dirty little pussy. Starting now. Not really looking at anything. Not listening to anything. I can even imagine my whisper. My moans. And now you're in that position to start. Listen to your own moans. Just allow your unconscious to imagine, visualize your breathing to that part of you. Part of that, creating your moans during arousal. You know how it feels, the reaction. Just recreate the sound that you make as your pussy is getting licked. You can imagine the sound of your building arousal. And if you notice when you kiss, you shut your eyes. And when you come, you shut your eyes. Because you concentrate, focus. Focus more deeply on all those sensations. Keep listening to yourself making the breathing, moans, excitement, even words as a piece of your arousal. There's a time when you experience being licked, sucked, fingered. There was a time when you didn't know those responses, those reactions. A time when you were learning. First time you were licked. The first time you felt a hot mouth. Sucking and licking. And as you fall and imagine and keep imagining, keep listening to your own build up for your arousal. Sooner or later you'll realize you're in a trance. But It's really a good place. That erotic place to be. And not only do you want to be in a trance, and it's enjoyable to hear your moans, and your inner voice continue over and over again, then another sucking, then licking. Recall a new sensation.
You're getting very,
the pressure. Sometimes the pressure is a little greater. Sometimes it's softer. A new area. And as that licking, you imagine that licking. You feel it go over there, up through there, sometimes lighter, sometimes harder, softer, guide and direct that mouth and tongue. You really don't have to pay attention to me. Go ahead and give the attention to the sounds of your excitement. But your conscious mind is going to understand what I say and understand things that you can't. First of all, I want your conscious mind to give to you all the reproduction of the arousal, those sounds, sensations, over and over, licking, kissing, sucking. The next thing I want is for your unconscious mind to know it's got a very significant purpose. It's to listen to me. Now, while your unconscious mind is listening to me, your conscious mind will be very busy. It's remembering how it feels to be licked, sucked, that perfect oral sex. Immerse yourself in the sensation of your building orgasm. Create the sounds. Taste the touch. Particularly, feel the tongue licking the warm, the feel of my mouth, all along there, from over there, along there. Concentrate on the pressure. The intensity is building. Remember the stimulus. Your hypnotized mind can lead those sensations, that arousal, all those pleasurable sensations, that arousal. But your subconscious mind will listen to anything I say, and it'll be very meaningful to your subconscious mind. Now your subconscious mind knows it can make you come. But your unconscious mind knows that you don't know that. It can direct your clit to swell, your pussy become wet, sticky. It's dripping wet. Your unconscious mind knows it can produce your nipples to become sensitive in your clit.
Sucking your clit.
Hypersensitive. But I think your unconscious mind can do more than that. I want for your unconscious mind to be willing to learn anything. Just anything. Yes. That is very arousing. Consciously increase your arousal. That arousal, that pleasure. Stronger and stronger right now, more pleasurable. More arousing, more intense. With your conscious mind, focus on the sounds that you make before you come. The feeling of your pussy. The total stimulus of your clit. Your swollen pussy. Consciously be busy with the body's memory of being kissed. Feel me licking.
Let me lick.
Sucking.
Suck your clit to my mouth.
Flicking.
You like it when I lick my tongue.
Sucking your clit.
Yes, baby.
Licking, sucking.
Are you my dirty, nasty little slut?
From way back there. To the future of your wet dreams, your unconscious mind is free. Your unconscious mind to limit itself to things that I say. I want to teach you something very arousing, but your unconscious mind it might know that you get more aroused from denial. Right?
Yes, you can come, can you?
Or it might allow you to orgasm.
Do you want to come?
I really don't know how your conscious mind wants to express itself. Your conscious mind might want to hear me say, come now, slut.
Come for me.
But I'm going to find out.
You wanna come?
That's as rapid as your unconscious mind wishes me to learn. Unconscious orgasm. Wet dreams
needs hard cock.
Is different than the physical.
You want my fingers?
Touch.
You want me to finger your pussy?
Or how the conscious mind reacts.
How many fingers do you want?
But you're not going to know until.
You like it?
Until your clit reaches the point.
Oh, yes.
That you need to come.
You're so wet.
You will have to see. But it's uncertain.
I want to see you come.
But sooner or later, you'll know. You'll know the type of girl you are.
Yes.
But the build-up, it's so pleasant. Your subconscious mind knows it can actually make you come. That unconscious mind knows what you don't know.
You can come.
And it actually directs your clit to swell. And your pussy.
You're learning how
to become wet. Throbbing.
Your subconscious is
needing to feel the fullness, wetness. Your unconscious mind can produce your nipples to sensitize, your clit to become hypersensitive. But your unconscious mind, it can bring you to an orgasm.
Yes. You want to spank your pussy?
It brings you to an orgasm in your sleep. And I want for your unconscious mind to be willing to learn.
I want to spank your bottom.
To know, understand. Anything. Yes. You're becoming more and more aroused consciously, recalling. Concentrate on your arousal. That arousal. I know that you know what an orgasm feels like.
Yes, your mind is so powerful.
It's easy to remember. Stronger and stronger right now. More pleasure. More arousing. More intense.
All of the pleasure.
Focus on the sound that you make before you come. The feeling of your pussy.
That's right.
The total stimulus of your clit. Consciously be busy with your body's memory of being kissed. The feel of a tongue.
Stronger and stronger.
The feel of a tongue.
More pleasure.
Licking. Licking,
arousing,
faster, faster, flicking, sucking, all the way, all the way up your clit, sucking your clit. Imagine feeling the warm mouth engulfing your clit. Sucking into my mouth.
In your mind.
The flicker of the tongue. The warmth, the hot.
The intensity.
Building. Building into a deeper, deeper desire. That's right. In a moment. I want for you to visualize. My fingers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Visualize.
You like to be fingered.
Waving the motion of my fingers.
My fingers inside you.
Concentrate on your own internal bones.
You feel
the feeling of ecstasy.
So wet.
Continue to feel. The licking,
touching you,
sucking,
feeling my fingers inside you.
Concentrate and focus on your clit.
Oh, yes.
Knowing that I'm working.
Licking and sucking and fingering your pussy.
Sucking.
Oh, yeah.
Tasting you.
Yeah, you taste so good.
And what I'm going to do with my fingers is very pleasurable. You've got a lot to learn about my fingers.
Yeah, touching you.
It's amazing how they touch. And your unconscious mind is ready to absorb, ready to explore, to allow my fingers to play with your pussy. And that's right.
Yeah.
holes and a lot more.
Yes, fingering your holes.
My finger is in your asshole.
Oh, yeah, right up your ass.
If your conscious mind wants it to be there.
You want my finger in your ass.
It doesn't have to be in your asshole.
I like the way it feels. You're so tight.
Do you want it in your pussy?
Yes, you want it in your pussy.
You want me to finger your pussy? Only your subconscious will know when you're dreaming. It'll reach out to you in your dreams. It's too soon to know where my fingers will penetrate. That's right. Your subconscious mind will decide if you need my fingers up your asshole, or if it wants fingers inside that slutty pussy of yours.
How many do you want? You want me to touch you now?
Wet dreams.
Oh, yes.
Subconscious. Automatically choose how my fingers will penetrate. How many fingers? How my fingers are going to touch you.
You're my toy.
Your conscious mind can imagine, visualize, focus.
It's ready to come.
My fingers now.
You want to come for me.
You know where you want my fingers.
You can come if you want.
You know how and where. And since this is to make change in how you dream, you know and I know that every girl dreams every night. But most of the time, you don't remember the details of that dream. But tonight and every night, you're going to have erotic dreams. Relax. Deep, deep sleep. And the Sandman will come and visit. Cause your dreams tonight. And every night is going to be about playing with your pussy. In one way or another.
Yes, we're gonna play with your
in
pussy.
The way that most turns you on.
Yeah, you want me to fuck you.
In a way that arouses you.
You want me between
a way that drives you to orgasm. Clock. During your dreams,
do you feel love for me?
You will feel what's happening. In the dream, happening on your body, it will be completely real. Yet you will not wake up until the end. During these dreams, you'll feel yourself. Sleeping body will become irresistibly aroused, hot,
I'm there with you.
Orgasmic.
I'm there for you.
Super sensitive,
on me.
Approaching,
how bad do you
wanting,
want
needing
me?
An orgasm.
And
your hands will unconsciously find your nipples.
Yes, play with your nipples.
They'll find their way down between your legs.
Play with your pussy for me.
You'll become more and more aroused.
Spread your legs.
Unable to awake.
Open for me.
getting into the
I'm gonna rub my cock
feeling of finger touching until you reach an orgasm. Your dream becomes so real that you will orgasm. The orgasm will explode through your body. You'll wake, finally wake, coming and remembering all of the wet details of your dream so clearly as if I was licking, fingering, kissing, sucking. Tonight and every night, you're going to have these erotic dreams. And your dreams will be filled with oral sex. In one way or another, the licking, sucking, fingering. And what happens in your dreams, you will feel that in your body. It will be completely real. And you will not wake up till the end. During your dreams, you will feel yourself being licked and kissed. You're dreaming about. Your sleeping body will become irresistibly aroused. Hot. Horny, needy, completely super turned on. Your hands will unconsciously find your nipples. They'll find you their way between your legs, and you're going to become more and more aroused, unable to wake. Getting oral sex in your dream. More and more aroused until you can't stand it anymore. Your dream is so real. You will come. And as the orgasm explodes through your body, you will finally wake. Coming and remembering all the details of your dream. Clearly, just as if I had finished eating your pussy. When you awake from the trance, you won't consciously remember the details of it. You'll never try to consciously remember the details of any of these trances. But when you go to bed tonight, your subconscious mind will remember this trance and prepare for it. And if it's your desire of your subconscious, you will have an intense orgasm through oral sex. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 3 to 1. And the moment you hear the number 1, you'll become totally awake, relaxed, and very aroused. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 3 to 1. And when you hear the number 1, you will be totally awake, relaxed, and extremely horny. 3, you're now coming out of your trance. 2, growing more and more awake. 1, You are now totally relaxed, awake, and aroused.
Sweet dreams.
Bum, 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 bum.
Sweet as I am the sand.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman.
Yes, I'll bring you a dream.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.